This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We are all over the place this morning. He was saying that there was no juice in this game, and I got to say, I mean, for a guy, I can't wait for the game. I love the game. I can't wait to watch it and all the things that go into it. I think you kind of right.
If there's no juice for this game, then there's no juice for any Giants game. They won last week. They're playing their bitter rival. It's a standalone game. It's a home game. It's against the Cowboys, who you hate their fan base. You hate that team. How could you say there's no juice? Now, if they were coming into this game 0-3 and they look like hell the first three games, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, and just got blown out, then they'd be no juice. But there's juice. There is big juice, especially after beating Cleveland. Like, there is legitimate energy from a Giants standpoint going into this game. Now, we might feel differently tomorrow about it, but going into the game, you can't tell me there's no juice to this game.
Well, Come on. That's what he was saying. It's not what I'm saying. I mean, I'm looking forward to it for all the reasons that, look, if this thing is at halftime, like 28-3, one way or the other, I'm going to be ticked off.
One way or the other. I mean, you should be thrilled if it's 28-3 Giants, right?
Giants would be great, because then the Cowboys have the ability to at least try to make a game of it. I don't know if the Giants could do it if it's the other way around.
No. It was 28-3.
But Malik Nabers is a difference maker, man. God, I can't even begin to tell you just how good. I don't know if he'll be as good as Justin Jefferson or Devontae Adams. I mean, he's like right there with those guys.
To me, he's a combination. Tell me if you agree with this or not. He's a combination of Amon-Ra St. Brown and Justin Jefferson. He does the things that both those guys do well, and he's got a combination of both of them. Like, he's got the big play jumping ability. He's got the crisp route running. I think he's got five tool player.
Dude, I'm telling you, he is. They got him right. They got this draft pick right. As long as he seems like he's really dedicated. You take a look at some of his numbers he's already put up, and that was with a bad first game that, you know, he really didn't get involved very much against Minnesota. But the last two games, his presence is so obvious, and he has made already like five or six really terrific plays.